President of the Assembly, Excellencies and distinguished delegates. It's indeed an honor for me to be given this opportunity to address this August gathering. Excellencies, the theme of the general discussion this year could not have been more relevant given the recent outbreak of Ebola. The outbreak highlights how an epidemic can rapidly proliferate and become an international public health emergency. This should actually be an eye-opener for most of the countries across the globe, as a more focused approach more than ever now is needed on health system strengthening. A strong, resilient health system mitigates any country's vulnerability to health crises and empowers the exposed community to recover during aftermaths of such catastrophes. However, ensuring a resilient healthcare system during a crisis poses tremendous challenges to most countries, particularly to the low and middle income countries. Public health emergencies invariably result in high demand for quality health services and could be associated with major damage to infrastructure, including hospital facilities and medical equipments. In such a situation, maintaining quality of healthcare delivery across the continuum is a grave challenge. Health sector is highly capital intensive, and it may take several years for the health system to recover from the catastrophe. Appreciating this complex dynamics between public health emergencies and health system is a prerequisite for creating resilient health system. Mr. President, the achievement of health-related goals and targets in the Indian context is a daunting task. Considering India's geographical size, regional and socio-cultural diversity, and the differential healthcare needs of 1.25 billion people in different locations. However, we remain committed to ensuring quality and affordable healthcare. In face of huge challenges before us, we are heartened by our success in making India polio-free and by the remarkable reduction in the maternal mortality rate, infant mortality rate, and other critical indicators. India was one of the first few countries to adopt a new strategy called the Reproductive Maternal Newborn Plus Adolescent, that is the RMNCH plus A. This was based on a continuum of care approach, defining and implementing evidence-based package of services for different stages of life cycle at various levels in the health system. 184 poorest performing districts in 29 states across the country have been specially prioritized for these efforts. We believe that an effective immunization coverage is a strong foundation of a resilient health system to promote global health security. Realizing this, we have launched the mission Indradhanush in India, which is an inspiring reflection of the seven colors of the rainbow. The mission aims to protect all children in the country from seven vaccine-preventable diseases. Our endeavor is to achieve more than 90% immunization coverage very soon for all the children who've been left out. Besides, through introduction of new vaccines, we would scale up immunization across the country. I'm happy to share with this August gathering that India hosted a key global consultation on strategies for every woman, every child. The outcome would chalk out a blueprint to feed into the UN efforts to decide key targets to improve health of women, child, and adolescent beyond 2015. We must have a robust health system. Under the National Health Mission, health system strengthening is our key priority. India also frequently experiences natural disasters such as earthquakes, floods, etc. However, morbidity and mortality, along with economic loss associated with these diseases, have been substantially reduced over time. To a great extent, it was the resilience of a health system that, despite limitations, ensured that none of the crises assumed epidemic proportion. We must all do well to remember that diseases and disasters do not respect boundaries. The world cannot succeed on public health agenda unless all of us succeed together. Building a strong health system is a sine qua non for this to happen, which can only be done with concerted and collaborative world action and equitable technical and financial support from all quarters. We must also see the important role that nature, traditional knowledge, alternative therapies with suitable validations could play in this context. However, to succeed together, we need to develop compassion and empathy for our fellow human beings in any part of the globe. We must see disease in any part of the world with equal concern without any narrow consideration of territory, population or religion. Before I conclude, let me congratulate and Dr. Margaret Chan, DG WHO and an efficient team at WHO for successfully driving the core agenda of WHO, that is, better health for all. We in India stand committed to fully support and cooperate with WHO in achieving its goal. Let us remember, WHO is our best hope and must remain so. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for your attention.